holler at your boy and tell me what it do. Another beat to wreck. I have no sense, better have my check. Moving, can't stand still. Mobbing in the coupe de ville. Wood on the wheel, haters in the grill. Nomad in the streets, you'll see when I creep. Kill them in the sleep. Rappers is all I eat. Call BAU, cause I'm murdering beats. I'm cooking on beats. Hot, turn up the heat. Dope, what it do? Nigga thought you knew. Paper posted on the avenue. Too slow to get it. Yeah, you probably missed it. But I'm this quick when it comes to the business. Put O's and foes. Kinda like a trisset. Yeah, low, unspecific. But your boy's not listening. Don't bad music. Don't get it twisted. Stop playing with yourselves. Get in the flame. That's the red side. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holler at your boy and tell me what it do. Call me Django, pistol Fandango. Ain't no movie, don't want a better angle. Mob shit, that's what I spit daily. I'm rap tight, and your boy still crazy. Bouncing off padded wall, cause I'm always pulling draws. Call me a dentist, always put my tool in some jaws. No filter, and a brother always coming raw. Magnum, but you didn't see that coming, y'all. Cannonball, I got him running, huh? Put a hurt on Bert, leave a skid mark face down in the dirt. Peanut butter, they calling me Skippy with the 4-5, can't lie. Spread them out in a jiffy, putting holes in foes. Kinda like a trippy, yeah, low on the Pacific, but your boy's not listening. Don't bad music, don't get it twisted. Stop playing with yourself in flame, that's the red side. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holler at your boy and tell me what it do. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holler at your boy and tell me what it do.
No Filter Radio, every Monday from 6 to 10, and I'll be your humble, grateful, gracious, amazing host. Now let's get to it though. Look, it's only, picking up the phone, fresh up out of work. Don't cue up the heat, smooth, I know he working. Y'all watching. Monday 6 to 10. Yeah. No, we tuning in with No Filter, we here to win. 323 to Bay, we ain't callin' Bay. 69-3, but we ain't here to play. 30-43 like Stephen with the three. Swish. The squad we never miss, you know we run the streets. Tapping in with Crush, tapping in with Maul. If you say some out of line, then we gon' meet y'all. No, we going live, we in overtime. But if dope, he gotta eat, he callin' off the line. We playing all the sauce if you independent. Yeah. But if it ain't MP3, the trash to us living. No Filter Radio, we hit the blog talk. But it's smooth as on the oil, watch your bras, dog.
You better watch your bras, dog. You better watch your bras.
Yeah. No Filter Radio. From 6 to 10, yeah. Every Monday.
Every Monday.
And if you send them MP3s in, if they not MP3s in, you know where they going.
Oh, God.
You know what we doing.
You know what we doing.
Dope ass music. Smooth the dude. Blog Talk Radio. Let's go.
I'm good at any community, trust them. All this rap shit ain't new to me. All that stunting with jewelry.
Juxon, are you a baller?
Cause niggas be pushing up like I won't lift a pound. I learned from all of my ops, of course.
Keep your head on the swivel, it's ten toes with your issues. I don't live with remorse. Got skeletons in my closet that could take me to court. Demons on a different time, watching me like a corpse. 6'2 is the height, but my temper is short. Life's a bitch, but God forbid she asks for divorce. If I don't see heaven, then I'll leave one hell of a corpse.
So
bring my flowers while I can smell them. Not to brag, but there's never been a drug I had a problem selling. Just some things I got a problem telling.
Like my business,
I got too many sins to ask for forgiveness. On God, I done things Jehovah couldn't witness. Plus the hustle got me entangled like Will Smith is. I gave you food with no thought, no dishes. And all I got in return was 21 bridges. Lyrically, I'm differently. Can it be that it was all so simple the way he gifted me? With an ill-ass flow and a beautiful grind. Made a dollar out of a nickel and dime. That's why I'm only in the studio 15% of the time. Besides weed, this way eases my mind. Last of a breed, I know my kind isn't easy to find. I often see the blind leading the blind. It might be a sign, but in 2020 my vision was fine. So there's something underlined saying you niggas is lying. And for the record, you would hate me if I rapped exactly 8 minutes and 46 seconds until I'm breathless. Doesn't take a text for you to get the message unless it's me putting my knee where your neck is. What's for breakfast? I'm done with this, so I'ma finish that before I peel your wig back. No cap, real trap. All lives matter, but watch me black and collide like two trains that's on the same track. Niggas on the run eating, son, I gotta relax. But my phone keeps making paper come through like a fax. That's fact, never was up for debate. I seen the toughest niggas fall like Nate. Only real can relate. Not feeling mutual, I'm feeling you safe.
I rose dolo, state.
Ike Love is the alias, cause rarely is anybody this great. When I jumped off the porch, I ran over the gate. A bad boy, I wasn't really big on faith. But I did the ditty and mace after I beat that case. Got to the door, looked the judge straight in his face. Said I'll never be back in this place. That was like 08. Fast forward to now, I'm back to the future. Time to get it back to what I'm used to. They say you're nobody until a nobody decides to shoot you. So somebody tell nobody that I'm the shooter. These niggas don't talk the same shit from their computer. Cause if they did, I would've logged them off a lot sooner. Probably delete a couple accounts. Any problems, my tech support will come and troubleshoot at your house. Just to make sure the signal is clear. I'm connected, so password, we ain't talking about Wi-Fi here. It's not threats, it's just so sincere. Plus, I'm not trying to be the next legend that has to go this year. I don't know fear, and I'm not familiar with sleep. But it don't take a full moon to make my wolves hunt sheep. You think shit's sweet, till you get a hole through your tooth. No cavities, just casualties as I casually shoot. Why you mad at me? I'm practically paying for half of your suit. Cause this is a body, and it just so happened to be you.
Around like Tupac, so ain't no stopping me.
I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
I tell the truth, she tell the truth, that's off the rip. I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
You can tell by how I walk and by the drip. I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
We keep it P-I-M-P, we never switch. I got, she got, we got hoes. I got, she got, we got hoes. I keep the secrets of the ladies cheating on their men. No cloud chasing, destroying lives, never who I been. I'm just a guy on the low that's banging out your hoe. With my old lady, I'm sorry, man, that's just how it go. I've been a hoe from the jump, so ain't no changing that.
Nope.
But she see a rock with me, and that's just real fact. She accept me for the player that I always been. And that's the real reason why she always bring a friend. Got a main bitch, a side bitch, and a girlfriend. I don't think you understand how my world spins. I like bitches that get bitches, bring bitches to me. I get around like Tupac, so ain't no stopping me. I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
I tell the truth, she tell the truth, that's off the rip. I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
You can tell by how I walk and by the drip. I got bitches, she got niggas, we don't trip.
We don't trip.
We keep it P-I-M-P, we never switch. I got, she got, we got hoes. I got, she got, we got hoes.
I'm doing things I don't want to. Surviving in the world, trying to make it through. Got so much that I'm trying to prove. The world don't hear me cause it's so damn cruel. I'm pushing through the line, so much in the queue. No guidance here, I need a rescue. Ready to eat what's on the menu. Around authentic is my name. You know you're tired of hearing the same thing. That's okay, cause
real hot. I don't never use my voice, I be talking with my Glock. See the niggas over there, if I call them they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make the niggas lose they top. Hot, I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas really fans, they can't stay up off my job. People talking crazy, make the niggas spin the block. I be worried about the money, they be worried about the beef. Hoes be acting like I'm goofy till they picking up they teeth. And I always had it in me, yeah, my mama raised a queen. Lost fat, pockets up, so you know I'm mugging mean. I just had the rich nigga come through with a bankroll. Make this nigga drop a stack, cause I say so. Bag of money in the back of the Range Rover. Got some hitters with me, they won't let the nigga get close. Cause I don't look for drama, I just look for comma. But if a hater getting crazy, they gon' pull the mama. They say my attitude a problem, better blame my mama. And we steady blowing through this money, something like Osama. Yeah, better back it up, I be talking real hot. I don't never use my voice, I be talking with my Glock. See the niggas over there, if I call them, they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make them niggas lose they top. Hi, I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas really fans, they can't stay up off my job. People people talking crazy, make the niggas spin the block. I ain't interested if it ain't about the money. I'd rather hang with niggas cause these hoes be acting funny. And all my brothers gutter, they ain't worried about a dummy. I'ma always keep it classy till you try to run up on me. They got a couple bricks and a stick, I'm money making like Mitch. It's a home run if I pitch, got them bands on me, I'm rich. And when these hoes cap and they see me out, they freeze up, that's lit. But I got a big mouth when I see you out like me, low what's a stick. Hoes be mad cause they want what I got. And these niggas, they be mad cause they thought they had a shot. Dropped my first mixtape and they took me to the top. You can hate, just don't touch me cause them niggas, they all rock. I back it up, I be talking real hot. I don't never use my voice, I be talking with my Glock. See them niggas over there, if I call them, they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make them niggas lose they top. I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas can be fans, they can't stay up off my job. People talking crazy, make them niggas spin the block.
Talking about the ratchet breaking in your paper sin, brother, brother. Talking about the ratchet breaking in your paper sin, sister, sister. When you say you love me, I can't relate. Remember our first date, I paid for the ticket. Remember our first meal, I fronted the bill. $40, get for real. I ain't no pill hill chick, but I pill that quick. And I ain't talking about a gun, I'm talking about my lips. Southwest hottest weapon, use my body as a weapon. So duck, roll, and fuck. Cause the last thing I fucked with tried to buy me a truck. My esophagus is priceless, my vocals are gold. And if I had a fucking dick, I'd probably be whole.
You too slow to go, so slow your roll. You too ass to laugh, how you pass the class? It's too cheap to compete, so you need to defeat. You too thin to win, yeah, your paper fucking thin. Hit the road, Jack, better you on the track. And don't you come back, see your fucking paper sack. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. No more, no more, no more, no.
Look, my dumb ass forgot to unmute myself. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, No S's, No C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now listening to another rendition, another episode of the No Filter Radio Show right here. So I want you to roll up, pour up, beat your kids, steal the dog, do whatever y'all got to do. But after this, we're going to come back, play this music. Shout out to everybody in fucking Asia and Africa that smooth want to spam. Now they spamming my inbox. Shout out to y'all, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We appreciate y'all showing love. But hey, we're gonna get back to some more of this music. Shout out to my nigga Smoothie Dude. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We're gonna go with some Iman Europe. He loves Iman Europe. Patience, baby.
Hey. anthem for you. For the grown and sexy.
That's right.
Hey DJ, put the record on. Kimbo.
I love it when you do what you do.
Now ladies, it's important to the dance floor. Let me see some short dresses and stilettos.
I love it when you do.
But no matter what you do, do not hold up the wall. I repeat, do not hold up the wall.
We can't conversate. DJ spinning, we are winning. Showing love, no need to hate. Photos flashing, got these models posting pictures everywhere. Flashing, flexing, girl, I'm flexing. Next to people, stop and stare. We holding up the wall with your drink. Don't even speak when your head turns. Let's get up on the dance floor, show me what you're doing. I see you, I and me, I might have to set you up. Cause I'm about that life. Short dresses and stilettos. All the people just hit the dance floor. Just ride the wave of the DJ. How the bonus sexy play. It's the day party, people in the place to be. Got you starting and rocking to the party scene. Turn up, turn up. Girl, I see you spinning in your lovely skin, so melanin. You got to smell good with that pretty dress you're modeling. No denying, God be trying. Get a two-step in with you. Sexy bliss with every kiss. I wanna get with you. Keep holding up the wall with your dream. Don't even speak when your head turns. Get up on the dance floor and show me what you do. I see you, I and me. I might have to set you up when your head turns. About that life. Short dresses and stilettos. All the people just hit the dance floor. Just ride the waves of the DJ. How the bonus sexy play. It's a day party, people in the place to be. Got you starting and rocking to the party scene. Turn up.
Okay.
Turn up.
Let's go. Chanera nephew, let the party begin. Plus the homies showed up, they got a gang of friends. Baby, we ain't shy at all, we tryna have a ball. To the hating on the wall, we gon' do it for y'all. Poor, when we show up south side, getting throwed up. A party in the building, got our hands to the ceiling. Got the whole crowd feeling so good we could. Do this thing all night, ambassador, take flight.
Holding up the wall, with your drink. Don't even speak, when your head turns. Let's get up on the dance floor, show me what you're doing. I see you, I and me. I might have to set you up when your head turns. Cause I'm about that life.
I'm about that life.
Short dresses and stilettos. All the people just hit the dance floor. Just ride the wave of the DJ. Have the ball of sexy play. It's a day party, people in the place to be. Got you starting and rocking to the party scene. Turn up.
Now ladies, turn up. What I want you to do.
Two steps, short dresses.
Your
hands.
Oh God, I'm a problem. My circle full of killers. You don't wanna see us modern. buff, what they talk about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only bought the paper, so nigga, what you saying? Mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying? Buff, what they talk about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only bought the paper, so nigga, what you saying? I'm mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying?
Look. Not nothing, end of discussion. Unless it is the money, can't trust it and I ain't bluffing. Now, all of a sudden these niggas been acting funny. Put them on to some money, ain't seen or heard nothing from up in Humble. Balled out in the bubble, showed out it was nothing. Every city in trouble, flip the word triple double. Foreign bitch bouncing for me, this charisma abundant. It's too easy, it's buckets like Jordan, I'm clutching. And ain't a nymph nigga on my level, oh yeah. Fly fat nigga and the club goes, yeah. My bitch is bilingual, speak fellatio, yeah. Baby girl are free, she call me Poppy, oh yeah. Don't know goofy, wanna keep the shoes close. Yeah, yeah, chick, she send me selfies when she out of clothes. Blowing marathon, I get my hustle on. Yeah, all you niggas cap, but that's another song.
Fuck what they talking about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only bought the paper, so nigga, what you saying? Mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying? Fuck what you talking about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with this team, so you know what I'm saying. Only bought the paper, so nigga, what you saying? I'm mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying?
This is a Question production.
Hey man, say man, it's your boy Dope Ass Music in the building. We gonna kill this shit like OJ. So once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you want to get your music played right here on No Filter Radio, you gotta do one of two things. Either A, you gotta follow me on some type of social media platform. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Make hot music. I'll either buy it or steal it, one or the other. Play it on the show. Let you know. Show mad love. The other way is to send MP3 only to teamnofilter@gmail.com. When I say MP3 only, I don't want no MP4s, no MP5s, unless they got the serial number scratched off. My nigga Smooth got it for a low deal. I don't want no WMAs, no WMDs. That shit is for Iraq and Afghanistan, unless it's like RPGs. We can use that right here in the city. And it better not be no motherfucking links unless it came from my nigga Smooth while he was in the truck and he FedEx that shit to your boy. But with no further ado, let me go ahead and bring on your favorite dark-skinned nigga, my favorite dark-skinned nigga, Pause, with the waves that make niggas sick. The motherfucker, Big Rig.
Hey, man, say, man, I'm on the road right now leaving Ohio to Kentucky. Y'all know what time it is. Your boy Smooth the Dude, a.k.a. Big Rig Smooth, a.k.a. OnlyFans Shawty, a.k.a. Autobahn Smooth, live on the No Filter Show with my boy, International Dope. And I call myself Autobahn Smooth because I'm too big for the streets, bro. I'm going too hard for the streets. So it's Autobahn Smooth, bro. Autobahn. Right next to International Dope.
Yeah, I'm International Dope. But I'm Sidewalk Dope. Because see, Smooth, he's too big for the streets. So he's for the highway. Matter of fact, he's for the Autobahn. I'm for the sidewalk. Yeah. Like I got, you know, I gotta watch out for pedestrians and walk gingerly. Shout out to that. Shout out to my nigga.
I'm going 100 miles per hour the whole time on the Autobahn, bro. Y'all better get the fuck out the way.
Yeah. Smooth as I. On the other hand, I got like I'm on a skateboard, but I'm going up here, so I'm definitely safe.
Hey, that mix, though, I got to say, bro, that mix, ooh, my boy came out with some hitters out the bag, bro. I ain't going to lie. I'm over here in the truck swerving lane to lane. Nigga hit me with the authentic. My nigga hit me with my boy, my girl. Then you hit me with my boy, P. Lowell. Man, hold on.
Oh, you didn't know I had that one. Bro. You didn't know I had that one, did you?
Yeah, man, my boy Price is loyalty, man. You hit me with that bitch, okay. Yes, sir. We need to get that in rotation because that's like an anthem, bro. Like, We need to put that one deep, like play that every other show or some shit like that, bro. For real, that's like an anthem for me.
I definitely thought of you when I was playing that song. I was definitely thinking about you when I played that song. I got bitches, she got niggas. It's a party, motherfucker. It's a party.
Yeah. Turn up.
So, hey, shout out to my daughter. My daughter's not here right now because she got kidnapped. Other kids is over there playing. She's at the pool right now. I can see her at the pool. So shout out to my daughter. She's playing so I can actually cuss and all kind of ratchet shit till she get back. So shout out to that.
Already.
Make sure y'all press that one if y'all want to go live with your boy right here. We're waiting for our special guest to come through. But we're going to go ahead and take it to the phone lines right off the bat, Smooth, because somebody pressed one already.
Already. Let's do it.
Yeah. 254, last four digits, 9185. You're now live on No Filter. What's happening?
You know, dope. I just don't know what's happening, man. You tell me.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You get you motherfucking truck drivers, y'all get y'all CDL license, and all of a sudden y'all want to call to the fucking show. What's up with this shit, Smooth?
Who is this? This Bugs?
Nah, this ain't Bugs. It's the other truck driver. I'll give you a hint.
Let him take.
He has a daughter.
Oh, this Zay.
Nah, not Zay. Zay don't drive trucks. All right. He live in the same state you live in.
And drive trucks.
And
in Texas. Oh, Shaka Mike, what'd he do, my boy?
Yeah, I'm dead. Oh, shit.
Man, what's up, Shaka Mike? What's happening, man? Let everybody know what's going on with you.
Nothing, just chilling. Just got off work. Chilling, listening to y'all.
Oh, you listening to us? That's a damn fool. You know, it's all Smooth.
I know.
You know, like, you know, I'm a good father figure. Every time I hang out with Smooth, shit go left, man. I be trying to be a role model. Hang out with Smooth, boom.
Yo, if you're trying to stay right, don't even fuck with me, bro. Because you know we go all the way down. If you're trying to stay right, don't fuck with me, bro. We going left fucking with me. Real shit.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Definitely would go left, man.
Crush ain't in the building.
Man, now, first of all, see, that's why you can't rely on them short Hispanic niggas, man. I'm telling you, they be acting hella funny, bro.
Already. Hey, tonight, man, we got a special guest tonight, Shaka Mike, bro. I ain't gonna lie. A homie from Ohio coming through and on the flyer, she in the true blue. I just texted, I'm waiting on her press one so Doe can see in the call queue. She say she on. I don't know. But we're gonna bring her on, we're gonna get No Filter for her, have a little fun tonight, bro. Real talk.
For sure. Hey, okay, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen. Get your thirst ready. If you don't have no Aquafina, no geyser, no kind of water, you better get it now. And it might not be enough. You might need to go ahead and get some Powerade, some Gatorade. I'm like Blade. You know what I'm saying? I need the serum for my thirst. My thirst is just ginormous. It's just ridiculous. But ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, the only person brave enough to come on No Filter with me and Smooth, from Ohio, ladies and gentlemen, Karis Dior.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey. I'm current. Team Thirsty is about to be in the building. Let me get my water ready, y'all. Let me get my water. Team Thirsty in the building.
Get the water ready.
Let me take a big gulp. Miss Dior, how you doing, boo? How you doing? Let me
I'm
put
good.
On the
hose
out
there.
Get the hose out for this nigga. It's going down.
We straight. I'm straight now. We got you on the line now. I ain't going to lie. In that true blue. It's your boy Smooth the Dude. Baby girl in that true blue.
You should have never brought a yellow bone on the show. We've been doing really good. You were saying, didn't you know, that's his weakness. Yellow bones.
No, let me get professional. Hey, now, I'd like to appreciate you for coming through the show. Reason why me and Doe got females every once in a while, like, we be talking a lot of shit, getting a male perspective of everything, you know. So I said, dope, how about, you know, we reach out to some ladies and, you know, have them come on the show. We put them on a flyer so we can get some callers or whatnot. And we ask them questions that we be going back and forth about, you know, get a female perspective. So, hey, you remember I tagged you and you said you would do it. So, hey, today's the day. So, one, I do like to appreciate you for coming through. And two, we ain't, you know, we're going to go left, but we're going to stay right with you, too. We're going to go up and we're going to go down. We're going to go all the way around. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
We're going in and out. We're going in and out.
Definitely going in and out. We definitely going in and out. You're right, though.
Oh,
look,
Lord.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, though. You know, you from Ohio. Me and Dope know that. Let everybody know how they can find you on social media, a little bit about your background. You know, I know, because I stalk your page. Like, every picture you post, I'm putting, say, man, hey, man, you know what's up with me and you. But they don't know.
Are you putting the Good Morning Beautiful underneath it? Are you putting the Good Morning Beautiful underneath it?
No, I ain't going that far. But
okay. Right.
I'm putting different emojis. Like I'm stepping my emoji game up. Like one day I'll put the fire, one day I'll put the angel, one day I'll put the checker flag, one day I'll put a black heart, depending on what she got on. She got a blue outfit, I'm gonna put a blue heart, you know. Purple outfit, I'm gonna put the purple heart, you know, I don't know. You know, it just depends on what picture she posts. But I am there. Got the notification set up, and we working, y'all watching. You know what time it is. But, Boo. Boo. Hey, Boo, let us know what's up with you, though. Let everybody know a little bit about your background, babe.
Okay, yeah, so I'm from Ohio. On Instagram, you can find me under Caress_Dior. I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, I don't really know what all I want to know, but, yeah, a model. I sing. I'm just real, like, into arts and all that stuff. I do want to start painting eventually, but I'm not back there yet. But, I'm a free spirit for real.
You got
ripmybody.com. I didn't see any singing on the page, man. When I stalked the page, I didn't see no singing. I'm kind of upset about that.
Dope. See, I've been knowing her since my show, right, when she was singing. She ain't sang in a minute. She still could do her thing. But what I'm saying is she owed me an interview from 2007, 2009. You know what I'm saying? The Smoothie Dude show. So that's what I'm saying when she was singing. She owed me an interview from back then, bro. So we got to go hard on her tonight. I ain't gonna lie, we're going to make her sing or hold a note tonight. But that's how far back, like, she owed me an interview. So that's why I'm on her. That's why I was so adamant about getting on the show.
Yeah, you know, and Smooth's an Aries. He don't forget nothing. You owe him something, he going to remember. So, yeah.
Good to catch you. See, I love Aries, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe now you might get some Good Morning Beautifuls under your pillow. Aries Nation. Okay, 328-83. That is me. Now, what was you about to say about the Aries, though, so I can know exactly how to play my part?
Who you talking to me? Or you?
Yeah.
He's definitely not talking to me. I don't give a fuck about Aries. Fuck Aries.
Now, speaking of signs, like, do you believe in that compatibility and all that? Like, you know, when you date a guy or you looking for a guy, you look for that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, I know I don't get along with Scorpios. I know that. Or, like, Capricorn.
So nobody get along with
but
them.
Every other sign,
nobody get along with them.
Every other sign, I'm pretty cool.
What's your sign?
You said what?
What's your sign?
A Sagittarius.
Already. Okay.
Shit. Not a Sagittarius. God damn. Man, look, y'all think it rains Skittles. Y'all see fucking unicorns jumping over the moon. Y'all some of the most positive motherfuckers when it comes to your shit. But let it not be your shit. Y'all don't get like, oh, well, you know what? It's kind of cool, but it's not as good as my shit, but, you know.
That is not true.
Man, my brother's a Sagittarius, man. Oh, But shout out to my brother, man. Shout out to my brother. He's so positive and happy. That shit is sickening. I'd be like, oh, my God. Are you always just fucking happy?
Shit. Optimistic. We're very optimistic people.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. That's facts. So let's go into the show, right? Let's go to the show. So I watched the SWB and Escape versus Ms. DeJour. Did you happen to watch it as well?
I did not. I'm currently getting this property together, so I haven't even had a chance to even. That's why I was so tired today. But I honestly didn't even know that they was on. When were they on?
Let's see. Now I have never. Have I ever muted a guest move? I don't think I've ever muted.
No,
we almost got muted.
Not tonight.
She almost got muted.
Look. Don't treat her with the same respect. She get the same as me for tonight. You can't mute me. You can't mute her, bro. Don't do that. Hey, look, I didn't see it either, though, because I was tired, though. I had drove from Kansas and to Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio, last night. So I was tired. I didn't watch it either, though.
Yeah, but it's in your contract, though, Smooth. I can't mute you. But she's a guest. No, I'm just playing. All right, so for us old people, right? For us old people, for us people that love, you know, good music, you know, from the 90s, it was a very pivotal thing because if you know anything about SWV, matter of fact, one of my children was conceived to the release Some Tension album. Shout out to Double Bag. He was conceived to release Some Tension album, and then Escape. Them bitches is old. I mean, they came out in 93, 94, so they got to be 50. I know they.
And they was 30 then. They was 30 then, huh? They was 30, 25, 30 then, huh?
they old. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to their plastic surgeon. They look good on the verses. Shout out to all that. They look bad.
Dope. Now that I'm older, it's a couple of them songs we shouldn't have been listening to. I listen to Rain now. No, okay, dope. You 50 something though, bro. You know I'm 38. So back when they came out, I was like 15, 14, 13. Like that Rain song, like listen to that shit today at your age now. Like,
man,
we shouldn't have been singing that song how we was singing it back then.
She was talking about Skeet on Me. They was talking about get some Skeet on them. Smooth.
Yeah,
like, Skeet
on down, on me. Let your love just shower me. Just rain on every little drip drop. Every little drip drop. Okay, Coco. You want all that nut on you.
She want to be. She said, "I am your babysitter, but I'm a piece of kid."
Oh my god!
That's one song we shouldn't have been listening to back in the day. I shouldn't have. I was trying to get my life right, do the right thing back then, and I was singing that. But now that I'm older and I heard it and I'm listening to it. Man, like, goddamn, that was nasty, but I'm with it now, though.
Yeah. And shout out to Escape with the one where My Little Secret. Now, y'all hoes swear y'all don't like no cheating man, but y'all was singing that song. Y'all was singing, you know, it turns me on because your girl don't know that we got this thing going on. You over there glorifying side bitches. But now, we don't like niggas cheating. Yeah, y'all do. Yeah, y'all do.
See, this what it is, though. They don't like when we cheat, but they going to cheat. Now, I ain't going to lie. Females do it better than us. I get that. But when they get caught, what they do? All the shit you done did, you know what I'm saying? They'll try to still throw it on us when we catch them cheating.
When we catch them
cheating. Come on,
you know,
man.
Niggas be doing dumb stuff like they go to their chick's favorite restaurant, and she going to go in there to go get him something. Because she's just thinking about him. So now she done caught him at the damn stove. Just caught it all and just he's over there. Or this nigga leave a fucking movie receipt in his pocket or shit. Or he uses his card. He uses her card to take her to the movies.
Okay.
You, man, these niggas.
If I was a cheater, Perez, I don't cheat. baby girl. I don't cheat, boo. But if I was a cheater,
black men with waves don't cheat. Black men with waves don't cheat, boo. That has
multiple businesses. Nope. That's born. That's an Aries. That's an Aries. No ma'am. No ma'am. But if I was a cheater, I would go to the next town, like out on a date, like far away from, like, you know, like I wouldn't I wouldn't cheat in the same place, go to the same places I take my girl or stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah,
like dope, you just said they'd get caught in the same town. Like, I'm going way far. Like, I'm going to drive 100 miles. Let's talk while we driving. Let me get to know. Let me get to know.
I'm burning a quarter tank of gas just so we can get up out the city. I'm burning a tank of gas.
Oh, my goodness.
But Cariz, I don't cheat. Baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't cheat, boo.
Yeah. Well, she's Sagittarius, so we know she cheats. So, Mr. Jor, when you was cheating on one of your dudes,
really?
What happened? Yeah, when you
Sagittarius do not cheat.
Oh, my God. You hear that?
We are loyal to a T. We are loyal.
Loyal? Hey. So you ain't never had your little side piece or your multiples or your little sneaky link is what they calling it now. Ain't that what they call it now? A sneaky link?
Yeah, it's the sneaky link.
Yeah.
No, I have never cheated.
Big cat. Man, hold on. I gotta go to my sound effects screen because she over here telling me big cats now. Hold on, let me go to my sound effects screen, man.
Put some sound effects on it, dope. Put some sound effects on it.
I'm loyal.
You're loyal.
I don't cheat. I am. Yep.
Okay,
let me ask you
a question. Since you're so loyal, have you ever cheated on a diet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I don't give a
Okay, yeah, my sound effects are working. My sound effects is working.
I know. All right,
so you're a cheater.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was definitely saying. I thought you were loyal, see? Look, hey, man. Say, man. Hey, man.
That does not count.
What? Man, look, if your conscience bothers you, if you're over there eating that motherfucking, that Big Mac, and you're like, man, I shouldn't be eating this Big Mac, but this Big Mac is so good. That's your conscience telling you shouldn't be doing it, but you did it anyway. So that means you're a cheater. That means you're...
See, now,
unlike me, you know, say, unlike me, who, you know, my body count is only 4. Shout out to my body count.
Oh, my
only
Lord.
4. Yeah, my body count only 4. Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you my body count, right? My body count is the girl I lost my virginity to, my ex-wife, my daughter's mom, and whoever I'm seeing at the time. That's my body count. Oh,
whoever you're seeing at the time. I need me a little sound effect button over here.
Wah, 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 wah. Oh, shit.
So my body count stayed low. Like I just disconnected the odometer. Like, the odometer don't even work. It just stopped. It just stopped.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot.
Yeah, do the same. That's what I'm gonna tell my daughter. My daughter's gonna be like, Dad, how many women you been with? Boom. That's it.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
Well, I mean, I'm for the streets. I'm past the streets. I am Autobahn smooth. That means I'm going 100 miles per hour. But the thing about it, I'm smart with it though. It's a big difference though from just going. And being smart about it too, though. So I don't have no kids. Like, I'm careful. Like, I get tested regularly. So, like, you know, with my partner. So it's like I'm careful and smart with it. So, like, That's just me being real with myself and with what I'm doing. If I'm going to do it, we going to go and be... but fuck you, though. I'm over here, team thirsty, trying to, you know, what I'm saying, put a cap on the water, bro. Is all I'm saying, bro. For a certain Sagittarius, though, bro, I changed my whole life around, though, dope.
That's big thing. Smooth said
that's
he will no thing, longer
bro.
Be this nigga will only be for the porch. He will get off the Autobahn. They say he will be
man,
only for the porch.
Man, I ain't even coming outside, man.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this certain Sagittarius, I'm not even coming outside, though. I swear.
Yeah, you coming outside.
Man, I'm going to go to work, drive these trucks, and sit in the room. Wait on you to call
my
me,
nigga
though.
Yeah, I'll be like, Smooth, what you doing? Waiting for DeJore to get off. I done cooked dinner. I got her bath water running. I done did all the laundry. All she got to do is just come home.
Just come home.
Look, you know I got the cleaning service, so the house spick and span, man. Hey, open up a lawn service. Man, come on, man. Quit, bro.
Wait. And the kids are in the bed by 8 o'clock, dude. These niggas grown as shit. The kids in the bed by 8 o'clock. Young niggas, you better get in the bed. Your mama on the way.
Oh, man. Dope.
I'm giving your mama some Frankie, some sneaky lift tonight. I'm giving your mama some sneaky
lift.
I got this wig for her. I got this wig for her. I want her to be a different person today. I got the wig for her.
Look, y'all go on to go to sleep. We're going to go to Dave and Buster's tomorrow. Y'all going to go to sleep.
Oh,
I got
my
you.
God.
Everybody, all the kids get $100 cards and tell all your friends to come. I got you, man. Just go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Man, shout out to my nigga Smooth. Man, shout out to my nigga.
Team Thirsty in the building. Yeah, hey, Chris, better be glad the other homie Crush. We got another co-host be on here with us, but I get matter of fact, it's great that he didn't come because we just scared you away too thirsty on the night. Cause he don't even care. He'll be in your DM while you talking on the show. Didn't he do Nita Boo like that? He was in her DM while we was on the show. Like, damn,
yeah.
Man, you couldn't wait till after the show or tomorrow or something. Goddamn, my nigga.
He was like, nah. He was like, nah. He didn't even let, you know, he didn't even let the vagina breathe. You know, when you pop the cork on the vagina, you got to let it breathe. You got to let it breathe. You got to, you know, smell the cork. You know, let it air out and breathe. Then you pour and sip the champagne. You want to just get right into it. Cork's still on the thing, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. He's trying to bite it out. He ain't even trying to use the corkscrew. He's trying to bite the top off the shit. Crush
yeah,
food,
terrible,
man. I miss my boy though. I miss my boy tonight, man. I need him. Team Thirsty.
Team Thirsty. Now, shout out to kids because I went to. Now I'm eating something, so mine. So I go, you know, my daughter when she get with me, right? She act like I got money, but she don't know that her dad's cheap. I got money, but I'm cheap, right? So. She's like, Dad, can I go and get me some Taco Bell? I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to get some Taco Bell. She wants two cheese quesadillas. Not one, but two. Want two cheese quesadillas. Now, I'm looking at the $5 box. I'm like, man, you get like 27 tacos and some churros and shit for $5, baby. She's like, no. I want
and a drink.
Two cheese quesadillas and a drink. That shit said $12. I damn near passed out at the drive-thru. I said, oh, my God.
How old is your daughter?
Man, she's 10. Shout out to the 10-year-old.
Okay.
Shout out to the 10-year-old. I have a problem saying, telling her no, because it's like, okay, she does well in school and she listens to me. Like, so what can I really say? I mean, like, what kind of badass parent would I be like? You do everything I say. You do great in school, but I'm not going to buy you this dinosaur. So I bought her the, you know, so I bought her the dinosaur. We keep it in the backyard, though. We keep it in the backyard. Motherfucker eats a lot of grass. Eats a lot of grass.
Oh, shit. Tyrannosaurus, you out? You got a pterodactyl? She look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex kind
of. Oh, no, she's scared of the big. She wants a brontosaurus. She want a, you know, non-threatening one.
Oh, really? A carnivore.
Yeah.
No, herbivore.
Shout out to my nigga Smooth showing that he graduated from high school. My nigga said herbivore. Shout out to my nigga Smooth.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you got to be smart to run all these businesses, man. You got to know the difference between there, and there. You hear me?
Right.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about one of my pet peeves? There is nothing worse than a – see, you look at a woman, you be like, babe, you so pretty. She all pretty, got everything done. She comes out the Lexus, and you know what I'm saying, and you guys are having a conversation, and you realize the only reason why she made it out of high school is because she slept with the principal. I'm just saying, can you not spell shit when you got Grammarly and spell check on your phone?
I know.
How is that possible? Like, Facebook just shows me how dumb people really are in life. Like, you can take all the – and how many pictures a day do you need of yourself? You know, I'm asking for yours, right? Because I went to your page. You might take a picture, you know, once every other day. You don't take, 29 pictures a day. I appreciate that. Why do women take so many fucking pictures of themselves a day?
You know, I do not know because I'm not in that boat, so I don't know. Mine is more so photography. But I don't know. I can't give you the answer to that. I have no idea.
Selfies and stuff?
Yes. Women, they take about 4 or 5 pictures a day of themselves. They take in front of the fucking mailbox. They take it in front of the grocery store. They take it in front of the tree, in front of the crack house. Like, nigga, you're in the same fucking outfit. You're the same chick you was yesterday. Like, how many pictures you got taking yourself? Jesus Christ.
You know what I think, though? And remember I was telling you the other day, matter of fact, we was on the show. My homegirl was telling me about reading a DM to me and how niggas be talking to this. So that's when we had Thoroughbred on the show. But I think, like, they used them pictures later to send to their niggas, especially if they look good that day. Like, they'll be at home, and you know these weak-ass niggas. Send me a pic, looking-ass niggas. And you know, like, she might not be dressed up at the moment, but she'll use them in her archive and send it to her, the nigga, at that time. So if she dressed up, yeah, she gonna take probably 10, 30, 100 pics that day, narrow them down, and now she got pics in her archives to send to the niggas. Send me a pic-ass niggas. Or she want to post on social media. That's my logic behind it. I don't know, but that's just what sounds, the way a nigga think, the way I'm thinking. Let me say it like that.
Here's my theory.
What's your thing, my boy?
Women swear they don't want attention, right? This is what they say.
I don't want no attention.
They swear they don't like all the comments and the likes, that they do it for themselves. But here's my question. Why the fuck do you got to post your ass on a sink for yourself? You know what the fuck your ass looks like. You know what the fuck your ass looks like on a sink. So, if you're posting it on social media with your ass on the sink, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the likes, the clicks, and the thirst bait. You can't, like, you're not going to fool me. I already know. So I scroll past them, right? I scroll past them because, you're not going to trap me with the thirst bait. The ones that get me is the ones where they take a picture, they're fully clothed, and they look nice. I'm like, you know what? That's a nice fucking picture.
Aww.
I like it. Now, I also like videos. Your picture, I don't give a fuck about your picture. But if that ass is twerking in the video, I am going to press that like button. Press that like button. Yeah. shout out. Shout out to that ass twerking.
I mean, we usually be on the same page about a lot of things while I'm your co-host. That twerking don't really do nothing for me. I don't know.
I know it's in the contract. I mean, you got a lawyer. In the contract, it says I can't mute my co-host. But he just said that ass twerking in a video does not do anything for you.
No, it don't.
But two women kissing in a video
does
more
for
him
than
a female ass. Not no man ass, because we don't give a fuck about no man ass. A female ass jiggling, a real female ass, not even an artificial one. A real female ass.
I like looking at ass, bro, but shit, twerking, like I don't even really, like the strip club, like, that's cool, but, like, no, that's cool. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Don't mute me, though. It's kind of close, smooth. It's kind of...
Like, okay, explain what does it do for you.
It doesn't do anything for me, right? It doesn't do anything for me, right? The like is for the beauty of the movement of the ass. Like, it don't do nothing for me. Like, women kissing don't do nothing for me. Porn don't do nothing for me. I don't even watch porn. Porn don't do nothing for me, right? So, it don't do nothing, but... The beauty of the motion of the ass is what I'm liking. I like the motion of that ass. And not all ass twerking get my likes, though. Some of y'all asses look like, you know what I'm saying, like somebody shifting the grain in the oatmeal bag. Like, some of y'all asses look like that. I don't want that ass. I want it where it's natural, organic ass. And I like the ratio to be right. Like, I don't like your fucking waist to be like, you wear a size 3 in women, but your ass is a size 27. I don't like that ratio. That's not a good ratio to me. You're saying your fucking ass looks like a cleft note. I don't want that. I don't want your ass looking like a cleft note. What I want is if you have a thick ass, you got to have thick thighs. Thick ass, thick thighs. Thick ass, thick thighs. If you have... You know, no thighs and a whole bunch of ass, just looks like a fucking teardrop coming from your waist. I don't want that. I just want thick thighs, thick ass. Okay. And speaking about thick asses, Ms. DeJour, what is your favorite position while you're being intimate? Since you're,
we finna go all the way left.
You said my name wrong. My name is Dior.
I'm from the country. You know, I'm from the country. I'm from California, the Bay Area, California. We're a country. But I'll go ahead. I'll say Dior now.
my favorite position? Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. I like doggy style.
Okay, do you like doggy style if he has a 4-inch penis?
No.
Okay, here go my question. I asked every lady this too. Length or girth? Since you don't like a 4-inch penis, length or girth?
Length or girth?
Yeah.
Probably length.
See, she said you could be a finger across. But as long as you're 27 inches long, it's okay. You can tickle her cervix. You're not touching nothing to anything else. You ain't touching anything else. But you can tickle her cervix. You can poke out her IUD. You can poke out her IUD. But you know, you ain't no.
Dude, stupid.
Oh man.
Yeah,
so
I don't. He was wet.
Matter of fact, me and Smooth was talking about this, right? Right? Doggy style Now, there's two reasons why I like doggy style. One is if you have a beautiful God-given ass. Like, there's uh-huh. there's nothing better than a beautiful shaped behind, right? And the other way is so I can, you know, I can look at you and film you while I'm, you know, beating your guts in. That's the two reasons. But my primary, you know, that I like the most is missionary, right? Missionary. It's passionate. You can look them in the face. But a lot of women nowadays, they don't like the missionary because, number one, women can't cook or kiss nowadays. I don't get it. They can suck dick, but they can't fucking, you know, cook or kiss. I don't understand it. Like, mm-hmm. weird to me. And nobody wants to make love no more. Like, what happened to making love?
I love making love.
Yeah, that's cool. She likes the long strokes while you're looking in her eyes and talking shit.
I heard all of that, bro. Rain down on me, bro. I heard all of that, bro. I heard all of that. I'm hearing that, bro. I am hearing all of this right now. A tear is coming out my eye, like, and I'm smiling, a tear coming out my eye. Like, me too, though.
Yeah.
Like, passionate with a connection with that person always makes for great sex, great love making. Like you say, dope, a lot of motherfuckers just be wanting to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sitting here, so I'm talking, you know, to a person, right? We're having a conversation, deep, profound conversation, right? And a lot of men don't want to know about, you know, a woman's ex, right? That's because you guys are beta males. You guys are intimidated by the knowledge of an ex, right? I'm an alpha male. I want to know how your ex fucked up, what he did great, what he did bad. Like, I want to know all this information, right? So, number one, I can see if he fucked you up really bad and if I want to continue in this relationship with you. And number two, so I can fuck your ex out of you, right? That's my job is to fuck all remnants of your ex out of you, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, like, for example, okay, if your ex never, you know, saying if you always had to drive everywhere, your ex was in the passenger seat, and then you go with me, and now you're in the passenger seat, makes a difference. It does make a difference, right? Like, when a woman can just be a passenger, you would not believe how many women nowadays have not been a passenger because they're always driving their own car. Do you drive your own car, Dior? Do you drive your car?
I do. Yeah, I do.
All right. What was the last time you was a passenger?
Man.
God damn, that long? Shit.
Look, I gotta drop this load off in Hebron, right? Ain't that close? Like, you come jump in the truck, big kid, and we can spin the bend around Columbus tonight. You hear me? I told you. I already texted you and told you where I was. Now we can spin the bend if you want to. We can spin the bend if you want to, man. I'm here to 6 a.m. I got a load at 6 a.m. I'm in Hebron, Ohio is where I am. Shit, we can spin the bend.
That's a damn shame. You know, there's nothing sexy than a woman when they take their shoes off in your passenger seat and they're just sitting there. Now, the ones that put their feet on your dash, your mama didn't raise you right. You were raised by a fucking banshee, right? You
I hate that shit, too. Leaving your footprint on my window and shit. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Don't put your fucking bear claws all on my fucking dashboard. Put the fucking airbag deploy on your ass, right? But, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing better than, you know what I'm saying? Your girl, she gets in the car, and she gets in the passenger seat, and, like, she just rides with you. She just rides with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, men, we're not men anymore. Like, men think it's cool to be sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Like, if I see a nigga ride in the pit, now, look, occasionally I like being a passenger. Occasionally. Right? Occasionally I like to be lazy, and I let her drive. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But 97% of the time, I'm fucking driving. Right?
For sure,
I'm driving. Because number one, women can't drive, and number two, because, you know, I'm a man. I'm just saying. Another thing. You see, we're gonna ask Ms. Dior if these are attractive things. You know what I'm saying? And Smooth, everything that I ask, if she says yes, it's an attractive thing, I want you to mark that off your box.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down, my boy. I'm writing it down. I'm driving, and I'm writing it down, for sure.
Okay. Ms. Dior, if a man has his own place, is that attractive to you?
Yes.
If you can come over to his place and his house is clean, is that attractive to you?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay. If the man can wash, cook, and clean, is that attractive to you?
Mm-hmm.
If a nigga pays for the whole meal and doesn't bat an eye when the check comes, is that attractive to you?
Yes.
Okay. If he watches Lifetime Movie Network or ID or Bio with you, is that attractive?
What was the last one?
You know them goddamn channels, Bio, OWN, BET Plus, all them crazy women channels, fucking ID,
Logo,
how to get away with
L-O-G-O,
yeah, how to get
Logo
away with murder, how to kill your husband in 21 steps. You know what the hell.
But, I mean, yes, I feel like any type of like quality time is good. I don't really watch TV, so that one don't really. But yeah, if he wants to sit down and you know we can watch something together, like yeah, that's cool. Like yeah, so
what,
yeah, that's attractive.
What about cuddling? What about cuddling? Is cuddling attractive? Do you like a man that cuddles?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Smooth, you batting 100 right now, Smooth. I'm just saying, you're batting 100 right now.
Hey, man, I'm about to knock it out the park, man, like home run.
I'm just saying, you're batting 100 right now.
Oh, shit.
All right. Now I'm about to go some hard ones at you. You're walking around in your drawers, and you walk past him. Is he, A, supposed to smack your ass, B, ignore you, or C, pick you up and take him to the bedroom? Which one is it?
Smack my ass.
See? I'm definitely an ass smacker. And, like, if a woman walks by her dude with her drawers on and her cute socks, I love women with cute socks. You got to have cute feet or cute socks. If you got fucked up feet, wear cute socks. If you have cute feet, wear get the shit done. If a woman walks by you and she got an ass, not if her shit looks like an ironing board, don't smack her. You might put her in the hospital. But if she got an ass, she walks by you with panties on, and you don't smack it, you're fucking gay. I'm saying it now. Sure. I said it. You're gay.
Hey, look, though, that fucks with females, too, I believe. Like, that's like a sign of affection. Like, you just, like, damn, I'm walking around this bitch half naked, and you still into the game, or you watching
this,
you don't notice me, all this sexiness walking around you like this. At least smack me, at least grab me or do something, or stare at me or something, you know what I'm saying?
That's them gay niggas that be like, I'm going to hang out with my boys until fucking midnight, and I'm going to come home. Nigga, what? Nigga, you got a half-naked woman at the house? I'm going to go hang out with my boys. You're fucking gay. If you hang out with your boys more than twice a month, twice. I got hella partners, right? I got hella partners. I'm a cool ass dude. So my partners be, hey, dope, can I come, you know, can you come through? Can you come through? Plus I got, you know, adopted nieces and nephews and shit. I got to come through. And so I would say about one day a week, I go, that's four times a month. That's four. If you see your partners four times a week, y'all niggas is fucking. Y'all niggas is gay.
You adamant about that, too. I heard in your voice, though. You adamant about that.
God, I don't get it. I'm like, why is you around these niggas so much? I mean, unless y'all getting money. Unless you getting, man, look. I was in Texas to go see my boy Smooth, right? Mm-hmm. I think I seen this, the whole time I was there, I think I seen this nigga Smooth to do what? Maybe 3 times Smooth? And
yeah,
I'm staying at this nigga's house.
And you stayed at my house. Yeah, I was working, bro. I had to work. I was dropping these loads
off.
Wow.
Yeah. I seen niggas three.
Wow.
I was out there for a whole week. I seen this nigga for 3 days. I'm 7. And I'm at his house.
That's crazy.
That's good. All right, so we're going to keep on going. All right. Next one. Is it sexy when the man pays the rent? Is that sexy? Not that
I
you
mean,
can't pay your
yeah,
rent.
Yeah.
Not that you can't pay your rent.
Okay. Okay.
But
yeah.
Y'all living together, and you don't know who the fucking landlord is. You don't know. Your girlfriend say, "Oh, rent due." Like, I forgot it was the first. I don't know nothing about that. That
mm-hmm.
thing. Or when he fills up your gas tank.
Yes, that one right there.
Oh, did you hear that, fool? She said that one right there is sexy. She said, nigga filled up the gas
dope.
Tank.
Dope. I got a gas card, thug. I got a gas card, my boy.
Let's see. Goddamn, fool. You over there winning.
I'm over there winning.
Here's my last.
I'm coming. Look, dope, and I'm talking premium petrol, too, bro. Not none of that 83. It's straight. Not none of that 87, that cheap shit. None of that. We talking about straight 93, 97 premium petrol, bro, over here. Yeah.
Yeah, I swiped the car for you, boo. What about pedicures? Do you want him to go with you to get the pedicure? You want him to go, or do you just want him to pay for it?
He ain't got to go. He can just pay for it. He don't have to come.
Yeah, that's smooth.
How much is them range, like, because I be thinking people be lying, like.
No, they $40 to $100. They $40 to $100.
Yeah. All
right, it just depends on, okay. Motherfucker told me,
yeah,
like, $80.
Bucks. Get, but,
I'm like, $125.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, what? Them Lee press-ons $10 last time I checked. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking shit. Now go on get the you can get
the
what is the thick stuff they get on their nails now? Not the liquid. What is it called?
The acrylic.
It's something else.
It's a different.
I don't know. All I know is I paid for the shit.
Think of the name of it.
I can't think of the name of it neither, but it's something new. That's why it's so high right now.
Because that
new shit, they came out with that new and improved to break niggas'
mm-hmm.
pockets. But it's cool, though, because y'all be looking sexy, though. I ain't going to lie. I pay for it.
I like the French tip. I like the French tip on the toes. I like the clear with the French tip on the toes.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is so sexy. Ooh, and
yep.
put the little pinky ring on it. Ooh, that's just so motherfucking sexy. God damn, you got to be customized. Look, my baby just came back into the house. Oh, see, now I got to be all chilled. Yeah. Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Okay, so she's back. So I got to be cool now, too. I got to be cool
hi,
now,
baby
too.
Girl. Yeah, already.
All right, so last one. Here's the last one. Here is the last one. All right. If you tell a man you're pregnant, and he's happy, is that sexy?
Yes. Yes.
There you go, smooth. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't want none of these little Negroes that I got. But I did take ownership and responsibility. I did not give the joyous answer. I gave the Chris Rock answer. So what are you going to do? that was my question. What are you going to do? Are you gonna keep it?
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and prepare for this baby.
What you got?
Lord.
Perez, you got a son. You got a son, right? You just got one, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Just one.
How old is your son?
My son is 12.
Oh, somebody got to her early. Somebody was like, "Look, baby, let me just go ahead and do the same. Let me get this. I got
my stepdaddy voice ready. You heard what your mama said, right?
You heard what your mama said. Get your butt to bed.
You heard what your mama said, boy. Get over there, boy. I got some money for you. Just get over there, man. Your mom. Do you want your mama to come in here tripping on both of us? If you don't do it, she gonna come to me like, why you let him do that, thug? So just, bro, just go act right, bro, and come on, man.
Oh my God.
For your mama. Don't do it for me. Do it for your mama, man. Don't do it for me. Do it for your mama. I'll tell you, I'm working on my stepdaddy voice. I'm working on it, though.
You know, the only problem, here's the thing, right? Women think this is cute, but I don't think this is cute, right? Like, I take such pride in making sure that my children act appropriately, except when I'm hanging out with Smooth. They act ignorant when we're hanging out with Smooth or when they're hanging out with Uncle Question. Like, they are horrible, except for my daughter. My daughter's always an angel. But my sons, I don't know where I think these niggas was cloned in like a test tube somewhere. They're not my kids. But I take pride that I hate women with bad kids. Like nothing, like a man with no money, how that dries up a vagina. A woman with bad kids.
Makes the dick so.
I mean, oh my God, I'm impotent. Oh my God, I'm impotent. Oh, I like, man, you want to do what? Man, you can suck this gummy worm for 12 hours. Ain't nothing happening, man. Your kids is up running around, fucking got snotty nose. They wipe the snotty nose and then touch you with it. Oh, man, you constantly yell. Like, the worst is when you're on the phone with a woman, and this is all you hear all day. Hey, don't touch that. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, get over here. Get out of there. I'm like, can we have a conversation? Yeah, like, all you're doing is talking to your kids the whole time I'm on the phone with you.
I don't like bad kids neither. Like, because stuff women let their kids get away with now. No, I ain't going to just say women because I know some guys too. You know,
yeah.
Stuff folks they getting away with now, like we used to get our ass beat for it, like for real, for real. And they think it's cool or it's, I don't want to beat on them. I don't want to whoop them. Man, beat that motherfucker. Beat that little nigga ass, man. That's why he's so bad, man, out here, man. Because you scared to whoop them, you know? I don't know.
I definitely, like, my son, I remember we was in a grocery store one time, and I was talking to one of, you know, the older lady, and, of course, double bag, wanted to chime in, and he caught the backhand to the lip, and then his lip started bleeding. He told it, I was like, look, I'm like, hey, I don't play that. But I can't do that now because he's like 6'4", 260, so I got to shoot him now. But when he was little, I definitely hit him in the mouth. I can't do that now. Talk to him. But my daughter, she's easy. I tell her go to bed, she go to bed. Well, yeah. She pretends like she goes to bed. He be.
You don't have to do nothing to your daughter. She an angel.
Mm-hmm. Man, I ain't never whipped her. Ever. I be like, man. But that's because she's scared of her mama. She know her mama a killer, so she's scared of her mama. Shout out to my daughter's mom. Oh, shout out to Mother's Day, too. Shout out to Mother's Day. For you mothers that actually had your kids on Mother's Day, they weren't at your parents' house or your grandparents' house, shout out to that, right? So why is it smooth that women on Mother's Day, if they don't get a gift, They can get an attitude. Well, let us not get something on Father's Day. We look petty when we don't get nothing for Father's Day. You know, as much rent as I pay, I can't get a gift.
One thing I hate is I hate them women on Father's Day. Like, I don't have no kids, so I ain't, you know, whatever. But I don't like them women on Father's Day to be like, happy Father's Day. Like, to themselves,
to the real dad,
father
to the real dad,
like
or yeah, or to themselves.
Yeah, like I'm a mother and a father. Like, ain't nobody told you
no.
to lay down with deadbeat Danny. You knew he wasn't going to take care of the little nigga, man. And now you mad on social media talking all care shit. Just say Happy Father's Day. Let little Danny be with Big Danny for that one day and then move about all this bashing on social media. I don't like that, man, because you know
yeah,
what it was
like
when you lay down with him.
Yeah. So what's your relationship like, Ms. Dior, with your son's father?
Yeah, he's not an active member of this household.
God,
but,
dog.
I've never bashed my son's father around my kid. If he still wants to try to have that relationship with his father, that's fine with me. If he doesn't, that's fine with me too. I've never been the one, like, I take care of my son, and my son is good. He don't need anything, so we're good over here. So, you know, it's just really up to my son. I never make that decision for him. So,
that's what's up right there. See how she's not bitter whatsoever? She's like, oh, my God, it's a blessing that he's not here. He's like, oh, my God, it's like a blessing. We're doing great around here. Don't come back. So for people that don't know, right, my mom left me when I was 4. I was raised by my dad. Like, this, which is the weirdest thing, right? A black man being raised by his father as a single parent. Weird. But anyway, so I'm raised by my dad, right? So every Mother's Day, I kind of become an introvert, hide to myself, and say to myself, but I'm so happy that all my kids have their mothers, right? So I'm always a big advocate of make sure you do something for your mom for Mother's Day. Tolerate your mama. I know she's a pain in the neck, but, you know, do whatever you got, you know, help your mama out. Like, I'm always a big component for mothers, right? But when it comes to Father's Day, they don't give no fucks about me. I don't care. Right, whatever. I don't care.
They'll be leaving you out, though.
Man, I'm like, look. But that is a problem with being. See, when you're a good father, you don't get no credit. When you're a bad father, they talk about you to the heavens. They talk about, oh, man, he ain't a good father. He ain't doing nothing. And she mad because every time she look at her son, she would see you like, look just like that, no good. Nigga. The ones that kill me are the ones where he had three other baby mamas that, and other kids he didn't take care of, but you decided to go ahead and cock your legs up and let him smash you raw.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, you thought third time was going to be a char? You thought third, not Miss Dior. She was like, I'm going to stop at one. Put on the brakes. No. Nah, no. Oh, no. No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yep. I would like more kids, though, eventually.
Yeah, because
Smooth want more kids. Smooth want more kids.
Yeah, Smooth want more kids. Fucking right, though. Fucking right, though. Smooth want more kids, bro. Yep.
Yeah, but I'll leave up there for you, Smooth.
Yeah, I love that. See, that's why we a good combo, man. We a good team together, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Not gonna lie, bro.
Yeah. Because he ain't got no kids. I'd be like, look, Smooth, you need a kid. You need a kid, Smooth.
Yeah,
man,
like,
cool
dude call me and be like, bro, we got to find somebody for you to impregnate. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? But it's like, I'm 38. Like, my kid will be graduating high school, and I'm going to be 60. So, yeah, it's like, well, 50. 50,
oh
50 for real. But it's like, come
yeah.
on, man. I mean, shit, like, it's time. But, like, I ain't trying to rush nothing. But it would be nice to have a daughter or a son or somebody, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. We're not forcing nothing but a bankroll. That's the only thing I'm forcing right now is a bankroll. Mm-hmm.
So, since Smooth is in Ohio, so let's see. If he impregnates you now, we got June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. It'll be a fucking Aquarius. Damn. Nah, you don't want that. You don't want to be no Aquarius or no Pisces. You definitely don't want that. So,
oh,
all right.
No, Pisces.
My mom a Pisces. What's wrong with Pisces?
I mean, woman Pisces is cool. Male Pisces, not, nah. Mm-mm.
Nah. Mm-mm. You might as well have a male Cancer. Oh, my God. You talking about crybabies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. So I need y'all to hold off for at least 2 more months, and then you can have a Pisces, you can have a Aries, right? So you can have an Aries. That'd be cool. So Smooth, you got 2 months to woo her so you can impregnate her. And can you imagine all that money y'all going to be making? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to register. I'm going to have to take a second job just to pay for the registry of your baby shower. I need a second job. You guys are just going to be rich. Just rich. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have bidets. You guys are going to have bidets. That's how rich you're going to be, Smooth. You're going to have a bidet.
Already.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting that in the air right now. With that being said, we got 30 minutes left in the show. Shout out to Miss Dior. She's been wonderful on the show. She's been chuckling. She's been having fun. I've been trying to play Matchmaker all night.
Thank you.
Yeah, Matchmaker all night. You're saying I am like the best wingman. Hopefully I don't die like Goose in Top Gun. Hopefully I stay. And hopefully I'm not like that lame black dude that was in Top Gun, the one that looked like his afro was glued onto his forehead. I don't want to be that dude. I want to be Goose, but I just don't want to die. Shout out to Top Gun. And here's a shameless plug. Shameless plug to a black lady. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's great. It's available on HBO.
What is on, dope?
It's on HBO.
I got that.
You do have that. You have HBO Max, sir. Yes, you do.
Already. Okay, big. Because I just got through watching The Wire for the 6th time.
The Wire.
Yeah, okay, bet it's on. Yeah. All right, bet it's on.
We are going to go ahead and take a small music break. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to crack some more jokes and talk some more stuff. I am actually going to play
some nice. Hey, Mama, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, baby.
I'm going to play some nice stuff for our guests. I'm not going to play nothing too ratchet. Play something nice. Something nice. Yeah, I'm going to play some. You say, matter of fact, I'm going to play this. Smooth, I'm dedicating this song to you and Miss Dior.
Something about the way you turn me on, like a Kit Kat, baby, you've been freaking me off. Ain't nothing like a piece of your love for me. You got me feeling like I'm wearing a crown. Swear that you are the one for me. Oh, baby, I just can't get enough. Won't ever give you up. You got my heart cut. That's why I only fuck with you. You, I only fuck with you.
I just can't get your whole page. I wanna know your old ways. Who you used to talk to? Tell me about them old days. Don't want nothing that's mediocre. We're building a bond. It don't need no exposure.
My bad. Look, I accidentally pressed the wrong button. Hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music in the building. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable, team no filter. West Coast Bay Area stand up. We are in the building with my nigga Smooth the Dude and Miss Dior. What's happening, y'all?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
See how I warmed it up for you, Smooth. See how I warmed it up.
Yeah, I appreciate. Let me get in my Barry White voice. Yeah, man, it's your boy Smooth the Dude. Say, Miss Dior, I appreciate you coming through our show. You know, I know you got to go. You had a long day. I wish I was there to rub your feet and run your bath water, but I understand. It's all good. Maybe on the next time. But now, for real though, like one, I do appreciate you coming through, talking shit with me and Dope. Kicking it with us or whatever, you're more than welcome to come through anytime. I know Dope appreciate it. The ladies appreciate it. The gentlemen that listen, everybody appreciate you coming through. Got a whole different side of me. I ain't really turn all the way up like I usually be, huh, Dope? I was a little subtle.
I just want you to know look, shout out to Miss Dior because my inbox was jumping because the ladies was like, Dope, do you do that? I'm like, yeah, I do. I do that. So I got some draws in my inbox right now. I got a handle. So appreciate you, Miss Dior. This is my possible. Just draws. Just my inbox is flooded with draws. Like, oh, you pumped gas.
God.
And you let me ride the passenger seat. Yep. And I smack butts. Smack butts. That's what I do.
I got a big truck and a big car. You know what I'm saying? So hey, you right.
Oh my goodness!
Now for real, I got a big diesel truck. That's what I'm saying. I got a diesel truck.
In my silica ride. whatever car you said, whatever she said. Put that Big Mac truck
Dope. I just got a text. I'm finna go to Vegas tomorrow. I just got a load. I'm taking a load from Hebron, Ohio to Henderson, Nevada. That's right outside of Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right outside of Vegas. That's right outside of Vegas. Shout out to Vegas.
Ooh, I'm finna try to go to the casino and make it twerk for a drink.
Well, Mr. Dior, can you let everybody know where we can find you at on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Pornhub, OnlyFans, whatever.
Pornhub. yeah, where can we find you on that?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Caress_Dior on Instagram, and I'm on Facebook as Caress Scott. But I don't have any other social media. I kind of died it down a little bit. It's getting to be too much for me. But yeah, just on Instagram and Facebook. And my business website is caressmy_body. So
And I just want you to know, me and Smooth was talking about, you know, that little crease that you have right there, you know, right above your hip, how it creases down. I just wanted to pointed that out to Smooth. I said, Smooth, that is like a sexy crease. You know what I mean? Ooh, there's that crease right there. Ooh.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
well,
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody else is noticing your kneecaps. Oh, her elbows are sexy. Nah. That crease? Yeah. that got your boy. That got your boy right there. The stars was in effect.
Increase the peace. You hear me? Increase
the peace. like some lucky ruler was able to impregnate that, because that crease is, I would have a baby before a crease.
Hey, nah, though, for real, we do appreciate you coming through. I know you got to go, boo. I do appreciate you coming through, though.
Yeah,
you always welcome. And you said it's been a long day. It's all good. Thank you, though, baby. Real talk. Keep doing you.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to keep watching.
Okay.
I'm going to keep watching. Liking, putting my emojis up.
Hey, beautiful. Hard eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to. Hey, look, though, I'm finna go even harder now. You hear me? Hey, man. Good morning, beautiful. You need me to cash? You got some gas? You need me to cash up you $40 to get some gas?
Oh,
and
my God.
Lunch?
Nah.
Look, come on to Texas. First class. Like, if you fucking with me, it's first class or nothing. You hear me?
Ooh.
Come on to Texas. Let's go. No, hey, we got money now, dope.
We do have
money.
We do have money. If she comes to California, I'm definitely gonna let you stay in my daughter's room, though. You can stay in her. She got it. She has a cute bed. And I'm just playing. Shout out to my kid.
Now you say you gotta go, boo. We finna shoot the shit for what? 20 more minutes, dope. 15 more minutes.
Yeah,
you probably gonna eat.
Yeah, 15.
But you can hang up or whatever, or you could chill, whatever you wanna do, boo. We ain't holding you. So
Just
let us know.
I'm gonna go. But thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
This is 9 years in the making, though. Goddamn it, L. But I'm glad I finally got you on my show.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm glad I came. It was fun.
Already. Yeah.
Well,
y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
Do the same, boo.
Okay.
Basically, she's saying the reason why she was glad she came was because I was on here too. It had nothing to do with you, but it was on me. Shout out to that.
Yeah, no, for real. She saw your picture on the fly with your head down. She respected a G. It ain't about me being in the green with the hat, me holding the hat with one hand, smiling like that. It had nothing to do with me. You right, though. You right.
But,
nothing to do with our history.
So I'm talking to Mama T, right? And here's two things I noticed about Mother's Day yesterday. A lot of people have ugly mamas. And number two, a lot of men didn't post their baby mamas on Facebook.
Dude say a lot of people got ugly mamas. My mother's age, too, bro. Don't do that, bro. You said niggas got ugly mama, bro. You mean as fuck. Bro, you were talking about the babies the other day. Now you talking about niggas' mama, bro. Bro, you is mean.
Not Miss Washington, though. We know Miss Washington. She was mean. Shout out to Miss Washington.
Wait, hold on. Now, is you going to go left or you going right? What you doing?
No. I ain't never going to play with Miss Washington. I ain't never playing with Miss Washington. That's what I'm
good,
not going to do. Mama Quest, Mama Washington, Mama Bugs, I ain't mess with y'all. But I'm looking at one right now. I'm like, man, Mama's horrendous. She was like, crawled out the ocean.
Niggas say Mama is horrendous. Dude, you silly, bro.
Man, that was atrocious. Ugh. And then I see one dude, he posted his see, that's another thing, man. Yeah, like, women be like, I want you to broadcast our relationship. Man, nah, because men are ruthless, because this is what I never want. You know what I'm saying? I put, you know, the love of my life, and some dude be like, yeah, that ass is fat. You know what I'm saying? I had that. You know, I was there first. I don't want nobody to Ray J me. No, I'm good.
Well, listen, though, how you just say you want to know about her past, okay, it's cool coming from her, but not cool coming from the nigga?
Yeah. Nah.
Because niggas be slimy with that shit. Niggas are mad. Like, she used to suck my balls and detail my dick at the same time. And then you'll be like, damn, she ain't did that to me yet. Then you go back to her all mad. Why you got an attitude, baby, bitch? Because you ain't never sucked my dick in with the ball trick, and you did that nigga that shit.
I did that with nobody. Oh, you didn't do it with nobody? Oh, man, see, your ex got me all in my feelings right now.
So I feel you, though. So I wouldn't want to talk to the nigga neither. Now, okay, now if it's both of our exes, I don't fuck with the bitch no more, and you don't fuck with her. Okay, now we can talk about her, because that's a whole different
conversation. I actually have like 2-3 partners like that where I was with her and then, you know what I'm saying, he got with her and then we both, now we talking about her like, bruh, she crazy, huh? Yeah, that coochie was good though, huh? Yeah, bruh, that junk fire, that head was fire, dude, bro.
Well, you know, I'm from the Autobahn, so
That will never happen with Smooth. I do not ever want to have that conversation with Smooth to be like, hey, Smooth. Oh, damn, you did that to her, Smooth? Damn. You did, what was that?
You don't want to be in the same conversation with the boy, Smooth. You don't want to be in the same conversation.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you did all that to her, and I touched her? Oh, God. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Dude, stupid. What you eating tonight?
Man, I got some my daughter brought me some chicken strips with tater tots. Shout out to my daughter.
Already.
My kid kind of loves
me a little
bit.
Definitely a good show. Your daughter, that's your heart. That's your heart. Your daughter, I already know she got your back.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing homework in the dark? While you over there sucking on slushies? All right.
It was a good show, man. Shout out to everybody listening online. We had had Shaka Mike come through. That was surprising.
Yeah, shout out to Shaka Mike. We had a bunch of people listening in. Nobody pressed one, but it's all right. You know how we don't like to be interrupted anyway. We don't want no interruptus, coitus interruptus anyway while we're on the show. No coitus interruptus.
No, not with baby mama, my future wife, wifey. I had wifey on the show tonight.
Man, I was giving you layups too.
Mama was like, "Hey, look, so you know already." Well, all right, we'll talk later. But
yeah.
So I'm gonna try to fulfill all of those things off the list for her.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's different. She's different than she was. You know, saying about 10, 15 years ago. So she's a different person now.
Yeah, for sure. We all grow. But yeah, shout out to you, dope. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, you are the perfect wingman. Like, me and you've been having this chemistry for years, and it's like, we don't even have to, like, we probably could be in a room and look at each other, and I know what you're trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Like, we know it's going down. It's going down.
Yeah.
That's why I say when Smooth the Dude, but you're in Ohio. She happens to be in Ohio. That's a weird kawinky dink.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird kawinky dink.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like some sneaky link. Sounds like some sneaky link.
Sneaky link. I'm for the Autobahn, right? And I usually don't give a fuck, but I'll never tell.
Never tell. We never leak the news. We never tell.
Never leak the news. Never tell. I tell you about the experience, but we definitely not leaking no news, and we're not telling until after it's done.
After it's done, definitely. Yeah.
We'll have a discussion.
Shout out to my boy Smoothie Dude in the Golden State hat. Shout out to my boy Smoothie Dude.
That was my pop's hat. Yeah, that's my pop's hat. I got two or three of my pop's hat in the truck with me now, you know.
You know what? I'm just like, man, and you got 50-something likes, man. I'm tired of everybody liking Smooth. Ooh, Thoroughbred. Thoroughbred look good. Wait, is that her sis? Oh, that's her sis. Okay.
Her sister's fine too, though.
I'm looking at it. She do have the big light skin forehead though. That is like a trait for sexy yellow bones. The big forehead. Every sexy light skin chick I've ever seen. Yeah, big forehead.
That's what you aim when you get ready to rain down. That's what you aim for. If it falls short, hey, you still hit your target. I'm telling you, that song,
man.
We shouldn't have been listening to this shit, bro. Now, you older. You got me by 7.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel where you knew what they was talking about. But I did not, bro. And I'm singing it and everything, bro. Riding with my mom. She probably knew what it was. Like,
I didn't.
And I'm just singing it, thinking it was talking about raindrops. But, yeah, like, no, that ain't what they talking about.
Man, like Candy Rain by Soul for Real. I'm like, have Candy Rain drops, boy, just nasty.
They was nasty too, bro. Them niggas was little boys though.
Candy Rain though.
Oh, you talking about a different song? I thought Candy Cody. You ain't talking about them little four niggas. You talking about Candy Rain? Oh, okay.
That's Soul for Real. Candy coated raindrops. Yeah, them niggas.
You're the same, my candy rain. They was talking about freaky shit, bro. I gotta go back and listen to that shit, bro. Just ruin my childhood, won't you?
Oh, what about Subway? Subway, that little game that we play. They were like 14.
Oh, you go high and I go seek. Let me be the one that make you weak,
oh, bro. They was 14. 702 was like 14.
Damn, bro. This is ruining my childhood right now, bro. All them songs about that. Why was they letting them niggas sing that shit? Damn, this fucking me up, dope, for real, bro.
Yeah. Oh, hey, shout out to your daddy and his friends back in 83 high school before going to the club. Hey, they got the Jackson 5 on there with the 83 out with Michael with the glove and the vest on, bro. I'm broke.
Hey, what color the gloves? White or black?
It's white.
Yeah. He pulled all the holes that night, bro, whenever you get through.
Yeah.
What, he had a curl? He had a curl?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Michael got the curl with the edges, with the baby hair out. And the sideburns, bro, he's killing them right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had all the white bitches going live that night. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Well, it's going down. Next month is Father's Day. It's going down.
We need to roast Crush sometime, too. I'm just wanting to, me and you talked about it. I just want to say it on the air. Roast the Crush coming soon, man, whenever this nigga get his mind right.
Yeah, whenever he decides he wants to come to work. I don't miss work when
we got that, but I'm kind of, not to say it like this, but it was kind of nice Him not being here.
Being
today.
The only thirsty, being the only thirsty Negro on the show. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That was my aim, and you got it. Yeah, we didn't need two thirsty niggas tonight. We didn't need that.
Nah.
Like, we was going. He was going to overquench my thirst, and that would made us look.
Yeah, look suspect. Y'all didn't look suspect.
Yeah. But I did enough, and I was quiet, and then you did what you did, and yeah, bro. Today was a good show. More than you even know, bro. I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to my smooth. All right, so let's go ahead and get a fuck out of the show. It's 8 o'clock. You know I got to eat my chicken strips and my tater tots.
Yep. We'll be back next Monday. Me and Dope. International Dope coming out soon. It's on Spotify.
The whole thing on Spotify right now.
Yes, sir.
But
sure.
Don't have
International
to do
Dope, Audubon Smooth.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do the the post on Instagram. We can't all
do a real thug.
The Asian ones, they all up in the Facebook, just flooding the inbox.
Man, they look, this shit crazy. They sending us shit. I can't read this shit. Shout out to the No Filter inbox, though, man, for real.
No Filter inbox. I have no idea what's going on, but thank y'all all for showing so much love. And with the 57,000, likes and views.
Already,
shout out to that.
Already.
Shout out to y'all
already
putting the whole thing as number two on my Spotify. Shout out to that.
For sure. Hey, go on, get up. Let's get out of here, though. Go on, do your thing, man. We'll see y'all next Monday.
We out of here. West Side. Me and Smooth.
Yes, sir.